I'm Shannon McClure. I work with the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and I'm also an educator. I've been a teacher and a principal, an assistant principal in Portland Public Schools for years.
So I understand you are a part of a climate justice conference event this weekend. Can you tell me about that?
So there's a United Nations event that's happening on Sunday at the Unitarian Church downtown. And at 12:30, everybody's meeting up for some light refreshments. And then after that, the program begins around 1 o'clock, where there's a panel of folks interested in climate justice, all with a little bit different perspectives around climate justice. And from there, we're having a conversation and holding space for public conversation.
Cool. And so what would you say your perspective on climate justice is?
My background's really in racial justice. And so for me, I'm really interested in looking particularly at the fact that climate change really has a disproportionate impact on communities of color. And also just acknowledging that we have a lot of activists in our communities of color that aren't necessarily able to be as visible or sometimes aren't as recognized as their white counterparts.
Right. So I also understand that you were there during the arrest at the climate strike. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I was there on September 20th, was when students walked out of school. As we were crossing the bridge, many students were along the railing and actually adults, many adults were along the railing too, getting chants started and that sort of thing. And toward the end of the march, there was a young black man that was a high school student, so a boy who was specifically, in my perspective, targeted by police, and forcefully arrested for doing essentially the same thing that everyone was doing that day on the bridge.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, the climate strike was sort of this seminal moment in youth activism, especially around climate change. But then, in Portland, we did have that forceful arrest that I think maybe tainted the memory, I think, for some people.
Yeah, and it, just being there as an educator and a parent of a 16-year-old son and also a person of color, it was something that I really, I tried to intervene and asked police at that point to, help by turning the student to me so that I could reunite them with their family. And it was scary to see police enacting such violence on youth. So that was definitely a moment too where I was aware that not all students are able to have the same experience in demonstrating when it comes to climate justice.
Right, there is a difference about the impact that that can have. So for this event this weekend, what are you hoping people will get out of it?
There are folks speaking on a lot of different perspectives around climate change. My hope is that folks are able to see beyond the Greta Thunberg activism and really see that there's activism happening at a grassroots level in Portland and also globally by young Black and Indigenous folks. So it makes me think of Flint, Michigan, and if you don't already, you should follow Lil Miss Flint, who has just raised over $130,000 for water filtration systems for Flint, Michigan, and she's 12 years old. So for me, I really think about youth being at the forefront of leading not just the justice movement, but really actionable solutions. And my hope is that by convening, we're able to bring youth and elders and everyone in between together to be strategic and really see what we can do together.
So as an educator, as an adult, what do you think, ideally is the role of adults in supporting this movement that is in large part driven by youth and youth of color?
I think that there are lots of opportunities to put your money where your mouth is, So I think when we say that climate justice and is something that's important, I think that we really need to look to see where we can invest. Flint, Michigan, and the water filtration system is a good example of not just solving a water problem, but also solving an issue of one-use plastics that have been overused, you know, because of the water crisis in Flint. And so all of that's possible because folks have been donating money to that cause. So I think that that's a big commitment that folks need to invest in climate justice.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to impart to our listeners today? Anything we haven't covered?
I would just say to youth that might be listening right now, all ears are open and all eyes are on you. And that is a big responsibility. And also just know that there are folks in community that are here to support you. It's big work, and that can take an emotional toll as well. So reach out to your school counselors if you need support. And I think that's it. Yeah.
That's great. And tell me one more time about that event that's this weekend.
So the event this weekend is the United Nations Sunday, which is held by the First Unitarian Church. They're located in downtown Portland at 1011 Southwest 12th. And the event begins at 12:30 and ends around 3.
Awesome. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.